The air with me this morning from House District 18. That's Wyoming State Representative Scott Heiner with a legislative update from Cheyenne. Good morning, Representative. How are you today?
Top of the morning, Duke. I'm doing great. What a cold, frigid morning for Wyoming today.
It is cold here. How are things on your side of the state?
It's 8 below here in Cheyenne.
Oh, wow.
So not as bad as there in Star Valley.
Yeah, not quite. We're 10 to 20 below across western Wyoming today. Well, Representative, appreciate your time on the phone today. Let's jump right into what's happening in the state legislative session, and maybe just start with some of the committee work that you're involved in with the minerals, business, and economic development. What are some of the highlights from that committee, Representative?
So, Duke, we've got almost 500 bills that have been signed into our hopper to deal with, and that's just more than we'll ever be able to handle. So some of these bills will not get heard because of lack of time. So we've been trying to prioritize and take care of some of those that are most important to the citizens of the state. So in the Minerals Committee, we've been dealing with carbon capture and carbon dioxide sequestration, some banking laws, some things that may help in the future there. But what I'd like to do is talk a little bit about the budget, if that's all right.
Yeah, absolutely. That was my next question. So go right ahead.
So this week is our budget week. And as you know, the state passes a two-year biennial budget. And we just passed the budget last year for 2 years. So this year should just be some tweaks to that budget. So we call it a supplemental budget. We're going to spend the whole week on it. What causes a lot of work is we've got almost $1 billion of surplus money this year. So money that we didn't see coming because of the price of oil and fossil fuels rebounded and came up considerably. So as I look over this budget, Duke, it's over 100 pages, and I've read it a number of times. I haven't seen a single place where they're trying to cut budget. It's full of additions to our budget. So agency requests, wage increases, new programs, new services, restore cuts that we made 2 years ago. So there's a lot of asks for that surplus money. Now, our governor, he has requested that we put 2/3 of that money into permanent savings. The advantage of that is that it will create $50 million in earnings every year for my grandchildren and their grandchildren to benefit the state. So right now, you know, we always talk about how our earnings, our state earnings go up and down. Our revenue is very volatile. The best way to line that out and even it out is to have a larger savings account. Right now, 30% of our revenue for the state comes from our savings. So if we continue to increase that permanent savings, it'll stabilize our revenue for the state for years and generations forward. So that's what the governor wants to do, but there's a number of legislators that would like to put that into a reserve account, which is basically a checking account. So the governor wants to put it in a savings account. Some legislators want to put it into a checking account. The downside of that is years forward or at any time, the legislature could come in and take that money out of the checking account and use it for a shortfall or something like that. So we've got to deal with that. But remember, 2 years ago, the state had a fiscal shortfall of $500 million. This year, we have a surplus of almost $1 billion. So we got to be careful what we do for years forward. I believe we need to save this money and not get carried away with spending. But that's what we're going to spend the whole week on this week, is dealing with what to do with the money, with all the requests and needs that are out there, prioritize what we can do with that.
Absolutely. Well, and as you said, who knows what it is 2 years from now, just based off of what you said, that's a pretty big swing.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. So we're trying to prepare for the years forward and not get short-sighted and spend all the money today.
Representative Scott Heiner, House District 18. Representative, thank you for that update. We appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much, and stay warm back there.
We'll do our best. You as well. Thank you.